Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 5:14 in the morning. And I just wanted to touch bases with you guys. I woke up with a heavy heart this morning. And thank you for tuning in to In Her Bag and In Her Bible, Her Life. And I wanted to talk about our next generation. So we've raised children, kings and queens, and I don't think they even understand how important they are to our generation. I don't care if you're lesbian, gay, straight, trans, it don't matter. Somebody needs to hear this. It may be my children. They listen. But for me to sit back and allow that to be my next generation to fight for me when I get old, oh, I have a problem with it. I don't know about y'all, but I have a problem with it. See, because the fun that I used to have back in the day was riding my bike outside on Christmas. The fun that I used to have was taking a sip of my dad's beer when he not looking. See, the fun that I used to have was riding on my big wheel or watching TV. See, I wanted to stay in the house back in my days. Or my friends would come over and we would sit on the porch and eat ice cream and look at the people watch. But see, this generation, I'm worried for myself, actually. Because see, this generation, they take Xanax and drink alcohol. And they liver look like they 60 years old when they go to the doctor. We're having more deaths. So what are we going to do? As parents, as aunties, as friends, as, oh, that's my goddaughter. Oh, that's my auntie, nephew, uncle. What are we going to do when it comes to our kids? And I'm not going to put a stamp on it. I refuse to say, oh, the black kids. Yes, the black kids, all kids. Pink, yellow, green, transsexual, gay, straight, lesbian. When are they going to get some help for these kids? I'm a little bit tired. And God has sent me some where they don't want to go home to their family, abusive. I can't help everybody. But then again, I think, and I was sitting here thinking this morning, see, they're not strong like I was strong. And see, I grew up. My mother and my father was on drugs, and I refuse to be like them. But I loved them, and I love them now, and I love them for raising me. And when God paired us up together, it was an amazing situation that he did. But see, he paired me up with some parents that knew the streets, and they gave me up. Every time they gamed me up when it came to dudes, I thank my mom. When it came to my dad standing strong with his family, tucking me in the bed. I didn't have a daddy issue. My dad was there. He was there. Never been molested. Never been touched by any man but the man I gave permission to be touched by. And after that, I knew that wasn't my life. And I'm married to a woman and I am happy. But I don't know why this is on my heart, but our next generation has to fight for us. And see, the generation that we're in right now, see, they go to Gucci and they go to Guess and they go to all these name brands and give them all their money, but they don't invest. And God is telling me, like, that's your next generation. Like, that's the next generation. So before you get old and can't do no more. Do what you can do now. And they were always like, I don't know, like in the beginning of my podcast, I talked about how God was trying to say, you know, Rhonda, minister. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I didn't want to give in at first. He's like, minister to kids. And I just keep getting sent kids. But they're always damaged. And then I'll like help them do resumes and help them and just help them. This is just, and then it's like, you got to let them go at a point and go and trust that they will do right. And these are other people's kids. These aren't even my kids. I didn't understand, and I really didn't get it till my wife said, God sends you these kids, Rhonda. He don't send them to me in packs. He'll send them to me one at a time. I've had a transgender kid. They are my babies. I don't care how they get here, but they seem to just flock to me, and I'm building self-esteem up. I'm telling them. And the hard part is like, you have to play devil's advocate sometimes, because when it's girls, you got to say, don't let no man tell you to do such and such and such. You stand on your own. You're a young lady. You don't allow no man to tell you to stand on a corner or sell your body for money and you can go get a job at McDonald's. What's the difference? Think about if you want to really see if they work. And sometimes as parents, we spoil our kids because we don't want to go through seeing them go through the stuff that we went through, I guess, if we did. But then it's a level of spoil. So you can't spoil your kids like that. It got to be some type of discipline in there. And I say that to say, when you spoil them, they don't know what to do. And they keep messing up and messing up and messing up and thinking mom and dad is going to solve the problem. Oh, mom and dad will fix the problem until we really get tired. And then we don't get tired. We get irritated and we'll probably cuss them out. And then they go back and do the same thing. And then we get more upset. And that's the generation that's going to have to look out for me. I don't think so. See, that's the generation that's going to have to raise my grandson. See, that's the generation, if me and my wife wanted to have kids, that would be a role model or influence. See, this influence stuff on YouTube, yeah. I don't know how I feel about it, but if you're doing good, then you're doing good. And sometimes that can be somebody's calling. But it's so easy to do right. You can get on TV. I mean, you can get, we didn't have that opportunity. We had like MySpace back then. See, this generation likes to twerk, and you know, when I don't care when rappers and these big celebrities, they make it, they spoil their kids. We having dogs, okay? Dogs and cats having whole ass rooms, and there's people out here homeless. It's okay to be a dog lover. I'm not coming for nobody. I love dogs. And I do dress my dog when I had one. But I'm not going to dress my dog before I give a homeless woman or a homeless man some money on the corner. That dog going to have to wait, because I know that dog is going to be fed. See, the little things that we do. You didn't have to take your dog to the groom to get their nails painted or their fur color changed. We have people really homeless, and the majority of them are kids. Look at the statistics. Just Look at them. That makes no sense to me. We have more kids with alcohol issues, mommy and daddy issues.
Hey, thank you for tapping in to Her Lifestyle. In my bag and in my Bible, I am your host, Rhonda Jacina. And I just wanted to come on here and give you some little background information on myself. And just chat it up with you guys. You know, you guys are literally like my best friends. So, again, my name is Rhonda. I've been having this podcast for a minute. And I'm just really trying to build me a platform. And what my podcast really represents, now I've been through about 5 podcasts, different names about how I want my page and my podcast to be, what do I want to represent, and it took me changing the name about 5 times literally to get to where I'm at today. And that's Her Lifestyle, in my bag and in my Bible. And this podcast is very dear to my heart because I am a lesbian. I am a minister. I am a life coach, and I am a prophetess. And I say that to say it's been so many people that's like, how is she a minister? How is she a life coach? How is she a prophetess? And it's like, I've never second-guessed my skills and my gifts and the way I treat people, how they want to be treated. But everybody is assigned to a gift from God. My readings are Holy Spirit readings only. I do not indulge in psychic readings. That's just not who I am. To each his own, but not on this page. And don't bring that energy over here. Because I'm Team Jesus, but I will get hood with it if I have to. So at the end of the day, when you think about it, it's a lot of things that people are not supposed to do. You're not supposed to get divorced. You're not supposed to wear mixed linen. You're not supposed to do a lot of things. You're not supposed to sleep with your wife when she's on her menstrual. You're supposed to sleep in a separate bed if you want to go into all that. But I say that to say, why do they just push it out there and make it a point to say, oh, lesbians can't do this, lesbians can't do that? And that bothers me because I am a successful African-American woman, and I encourage any kind of woman, whether you're gay, lesbian, I encourage you to be the best. Never hold back. Be your authentic self. So when I started this podcast, I told myself, like, I'm gonna be my best without changing myself. And for a long time, I was really like, I don't know if I want to come out, but it's not the church. It's the people in the church. You get what I'm saying? It's them. It has nothing to do with us. The lesbian community will eat your ass alive if you allow that. You have to know who you are within. And I guess that saddens me a lot because people are still turning back to, how is she this? And when I say I've lost friends and God has revealed who are my friends, who's for me, who's coming with me, who's not gonna come, some I'm gonna have to leave behind. And you know what? I'm okay with that. And sometimes I gotta minister to myself. So this podcast helps me and my mental health, because it's so much against people, but they just pick out the LGBT community. Oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that. Did they say that to Queen Latifah? Did they say that to Rosie O'Donnell? Did they say that to the talk show host? I forgot her name. Did they say that to her? You know, I can't speak on a lot of different things. I can speak for myself. I know what God told me. I am loved. And when you think about it, when you really think about it, God is love. And I know God loves me. And I'm not going to sit up here and say, I went through a period of my life that I would always be called Coach Rhonda, Prophetess Rhonda, but I didn't want to be called Minister Rhonda. Why? Because those are some big shoes to fill. But at the end of the day, I had to realize He chose me. If it was left up to me, I would have just had my lip gloss business still working. Well, I'm still working at the hospital. Again, a first responder. But I would have just did that and had my little business on the side, and I would have lived in a box. I don't even like people like that. I stay to myself. But then again, I thought maybe that's why God didn't allow me to have friends. I don't have friends. I have associates. I have people that I talk to high and by. But I really don't have friends I kick it with at all. And I think back, maybe He did have me like this, or didn't allow me to have friends growing up all like that in my high school years, in my college years, in my elementary years. I had a couple of friends, and we used to have slumber parties and chill. You know what I'm saying? And play with dolls and comb our Barbie dolls' hair. But that was it. But then when we all grew up, we went our own separate ways. And for Rhonda, I didn't care to have friends. I was the one in the house thinking, oh, I want to write a book at the age of 15. Oh, I want to do this. I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm going to be better. And I don't have a sob story to tell you about my parents. Were they on drugs? I had two parents that was addicted to heroin, but they took care of me. So you would call them functional addicts. I thank God that they're not like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? And the church, I used to go to church and they used to treat me so messed up. Every church experience that I've had before I even came out, I'm talking about as a child, I was treated so wrong, like wrong. It was not okay. Because again, now that I'm 41, that sticks with you. That was a 14-year-old girl just trying to go to church because it was the right thing to do. And that's what I was thinking in my head. And I'm sorry if you hear my grandson screaming in the background. He's living his best life. So excuse the noise. So like I was saying, like, I just didn't understand that. And then as I got older and I went to an LGBT community church, they treated me messed up. So it's like a whole nother bracket. Again, I'm going to keep saying this. If we like the same thing, and that's women, that's not sexual parts. We already looked at as symbols, sex symbols, because that's what men think. How do I know? Because I was married to my husband. We're divorced now, but he looked at it as if, oh, two women, I'm the man. No. I take my marriage very serious, and I don't want to be rude about it and just be going off on him, because again, we're friends because of our kids. I'm still talking to you because of our kids. If we didn't have kids together, I would not talk to you at all. But at the end of the day, we co-parent, and that's where we're at in our lives, and that's what we're going to do. I will never go back to a man. You know, me and my wife have talked about it, and if we need to separate because of God telling us to, then that's what we'll do, and we will continue to be friends and keep it respectful. But until I get that message and that download from God, because I am that close with Him, then that's when I'll make my move. Until then, I'm going to live my best life. I'm going to love on my wife, and I'm going to allow her to love on me, and I'm going to live out loud. with no regrets. Because when I'm doing a prophetic reading, I'm not reading for myself. Because see, baby, if I was to read you, you would know it wasn't from God. But when I take my readings, Holy Spirit readings, so serious, you guys don't even understand. Because it's God speaking through me. So he didn't ding me because I was a lesbian. Why? Because God is love at the end of the day. No matter what, it's people killing each other out here. But again, you go back to the LGBT community like we're just so wrong. Whatever God is going to do with us, God is going to do with us. And he's going to talk to each and every one of us. So, again, live your best life. You can't live for somebody else. I tried that. I was unhappy. And I woke up every morning and I was unhappy. It got to the point where I'm like, I need some counseling because I'm trying to live this perfect world. And live in this perfect world and have the white picket fence and the husband and the 3 kids. And it's like, I'm not really happy. Rhonda needs to be happy in order for her to keep going for her kids. I have to keep going for myself. And it starts with me. It starts with you. It starts with her. It starts even with him. And it starts when you coming out, it's going to feel so good. And I'm so thankful that my family accepted me. It was like a friend that I used to be in elementary school with. And it was a lot of them who didn't understand me. And they act funny. Like, they act funny to me to this day. It's not a funny acting, but I sense that it's like, why her? Why the lesbian chick? Why not me? And God gives me downloads. I've got visions on who's really my friend. And not even my friend, because I don't allow myself to have friends. But you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, if you have somebody on Facebook and they're making a comment, but they're doing it just because everybody else is doing it. But you seen it first because you liked it first. So instead of you liking it, you liked it, but you didn't. You could have just made a comment. Or if I'm talking about a certain topic and I'm ministering, it'll be looked into the least thing, like, oh, well, it'll be off topic. It's about the topic, but it's way off topic. It's like you're not getting the message. And I had to learn that for myself. And I had to live for Rhonda and not care. You know what I'm saying? And it was time. And so nobody can sit up here and tell me that I can't be a minister. You can't tell me that. You're not God. You can't tell me that I can't life coach a woman or a man, because guess what? I was with a man. I was happily in a relationship with a man in my younger days. Duh, that's how I had 3 kids. You get what I'm saying? And I could happily prophetess to you. And I'm being used by God. And when me and God have meetings, he tells me what I need to know. He tells me what my strong points is, what my weak points is, you know. And you're not going to make everybody happy. People are so petty. They'll ask for a prophetic reading or a prophetess reading from a prophetess. And they'll say things that they already know, but they just want to know that if you know. But it makes you look so weird, because a prophetess is not gonna, how can I put this? A prophetess is never gonna psychic you. A prophetess is never gonna charge you for a word. It says you are not supposed to charge anyone. You do this out of the kindness of your heart, and you will be rewarded by God in the end. You will not see it. But you're doing it for God. You're being used by God. So that's why sometimes I don't understand when they be like, oh, set up a one-on-one coaching with me. I'm going to break it down for you. This is how I feel about it. it's to each his own, because at the end of the day, you do have to make money. When I do my prophetess reading, that's free of charge. I do that for God. You get what I'm saying? Now, when I do my life coaching, that's life that we're talking about. Will I charge? Yes. Will it be a reasonable fee? Yes. I'm not about to charge you a whole bunch of money. I can help you. I'd rather help you and see you flourish. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that person that's helping you, that life coach, she still has a family to feed. She still has a light bill due. She still has a car note. She still has a home and a family to take care of. You get what I'm saying? So as I was looking up, because I would love to talk to a minister, because my plan was never to be in this field of working for God. I wouldn't have seen that for myself, because I'm like, I was the underdog. I didn't trip, like I was living my life. But see, God had another plan for me. And he started this plan at 41. I am 41 years old. I'm a grandmother. I have 3 beautiful kids that make me proud every day. I am in a healthy marriage. And so I say that to say, God does not look at you as being, oh, count her out, she's gay, or she's a lesbian, count him out because he's gay. You don't make, and don't allow anybody to make you feel bad for who you are. You are who you are. Now, to each his own. They say some people, a couple of women on Facebook or YouTube, have stories about how they were lesbian, then they switched over. Do I believe it? Yes, I do believe it, because that was the plan that God had for them, and that's their testimony. But see, my testimony is not your testimony. I know what God told me. I know what he told me. He didn't tell my wife. I was the messenger in it. And what I will never do is lie on God, because I don't want that blood on my hands. You know, and it was very funny to me that I was speaking with a young lady. She was a life coach, and like, she would drop gems and stuff, and we would talk, and I was talking to her. I'm the type of person, I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go in and be like, oh, are you lesbian? Are you gay? Before I start chatting with you. It's none of my business. Because I don't see people like that. Now, if you open up and say, oh, I'm married to a woman, or I'm married to a man, or whoever you're married to, you know what I'm saying? That's your business. That's not my business. I'm going to love you and minister to you for you, not for what you're doing. Now, you involve the relationship and say, hey, I'm in a relationship with a woman, I'm still not going to tell you nothing less. So when I'm talking to the lady, she's like, oh, you're the chosen one. He chose you because he knows that you can be obedient. That was her words. I still had the text messages. And I have a video on my YouTube about it. About the encounter that I had with God. And I told her, is it okay if I share it with you? She said, oh, most definitely, I would love to see it. And, you know, before I even sent it to her, I'm the type of person, I don't want to just throw it out there. But I'm respectful enough to tell you that before I send you this message, the video, I let her know that I am a lesbian. The whole thread of the DMs changed. And then I did also tell her what I just told you guys. God spoke to me. The first thing she said was, what did God say to you? And so I let her know that's what he said to me. So, you know, we continued talking, but she kind of stopped it there. Like, we threaded a couple of more times and talked a couple of more times within that night. But had she like checked in with me to say, hey, how are you doing? Now, I don't know about what other people do. I don't know how they run their sessions, their programs. If you are allowing me to life coach you, or if I gave you a prophetess word, or I did a reading for you, I will check back in with you. I'm not leaving you hanging. I'm going to leave that emotion. I don't go in with emotion, but I will want somebody to say, hey, how are you doing? You know, are you okay? You have any questions? You know, I'm just a thank you card via mail. I mean, via Instagram, via DMs on YouTube. It's so many places where you can send a thank you card. You can make one at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I make sure that I keep just a book of like all my appointments that I have. And I'll go back and check in with them. Hey, how you doing? How did that work out for you? If it's coaching and we talked about something specifically, I ask, is it okay to keep this information and check back with you? Some people just want to talk and just leave it at that. Some people just want to just for you to listen. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Some people just need someone to talk to without being judged. So at the end of this podcast, I do want to give you guys my information, my contact information, because I feel like it's not okay for the LGBT community to feel alone. It's suicidal. It's kids. It's a lot going on. And that's not okay. So I want every human being to feel like they can come to me and talk to me about anything. And that goes for my kids. They talk to me about everything. I will mother them, life coach them, minister them. Those are my kids. So the worst feeling in the world is to feel like you have nobody to go to. You know, me and my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, she is old school. She didn't accept us, but she respected us. She literally did not respect our relationship, our marriage. And once she seen like this is for real, we have a family and that's what it is. Either you can fit in or I don't know. You know, we never got that far in it with her. You know, my wife talked to her and let her know like, this is what it is. You know, they had that conversation privately without me because I was already sure who I was. She was sure who she was, but you know, when you talk to your mama, sometimes you need to talk to your mother or your grandma. I don't need to be the third wheel there. You know how they're going to act. You know how you know how they are. You've been with them. But at the end of the day, you know, people have to understand that, okay, you may feel like that. You know what I'm saying? But if he didn't love me, he wouldn't have never gave me these gifts. And that's how I feel about it. And I cherish my gift. I will stay up all night and get my stuff in order when it comes to God. I have my everything in order. If I have a book to read, if he want me to read a book, if he want me to sit at my hospital job on my break and promote that you are prophetess readings and you do readings, you do just that on your lunch break. It's nothing to make a flyer, save it and DM it or inbox it to anybody that you feel. Is it a gift? Yes. Does everybody have it? No. Everybody does have a gift. I don't care if it's singing, hair, everybody has something that God gave them. A gift, a purpose, they're so different. And I want the whole world to understand that. I really want my page to gravitate towards LGBTQ community, but it's for to each his own. It's for everybody, trans, everybody. It's for people that don't even like LGBT community. Maybe you need just an understanding. But at the end of the day, I am just like you. And if you are going to say anything about anything, you say it all. Because you're the same person that's talking, but you've been divorced 4 times. That's a sin, baby girl or baby boy. That's not okay to be divorced. It's not okay. Like I said, I've rented. It's so much more to that. So humans pick and choose. But I will not be disrespected. If you don't like me, don't be around me. If you think that I'm going to go to hell, I know that I'm not going to hell. I don't know where you going because you got the hate in your heart. I don't. What I can do is pray for you. But I will never allow myself to argue with ignorance. If the person is either you're just ignorant or you don't know enough about it, or you just have a like unloving heart and you just don't care and you want to hurt, or you might just be a lesbian and you just don't want to come out, so you just hate the fact of a lesbian being around you, because when they get around you, you either want that but your family is holding you back. It's something going on. And again, my life coaching is raw and uncut, confidential. And 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying this, but far as LBG community, I love you guys. I love everybody. And I love to get people right. I love to fix the problem, fix the plan. But what I will never do is charge. The only services that I charge for is my life coach. And it's a list of like affirmation sessions. That's again me checking up on you. But my prophetess, Holy Spirit readings. And I'm going to say it again, Holy Spirit readings. I will let you know now that is for free. If you have 1 to 2 questions you can ask, I can ask those questions to the Holy Spirit, but it's not a guarantee that I'm going to be given the answer. Now, a psychic will tell you, come up with some stuff. I'll let you know. I'm not adding nothing. I'm not taking nothing away. I'm going to give you what he give me. And if I can't handle it, I will ask to be released from the session. And I will allow you to know that I have asked to be released from this session because of. I've worked with someone and I know that I'm getting so mature. And I know I'm going to go far in this. Because it was a coworker that just really was just picking with me for like a week. And she's just telling me the stuff that you going, this is what you're supposed to do, da 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 da. God said, don't argue with her. Just be quiet. And I'm like, okay, because in my heart, I really feel like she's taking me to that point in my life where I'm going to have to be that angry Rhonda again. And you know, the way I look at it, you're arguing with me, or you're making it sound like you don't want me to be here. But I looked at it and we're 2 African-American women, and I am not a racist person, but in this situation, it was a guy doing the work. He was doing, have you ever had that coworker that did extra? Like he went the extra mile. It's not in the book. It's not in the post orders. So look, if I'm there now, I don't have to do that unless I want to do that. She made it out like, oh, you have to do this. This is what he does. I'm not him. And it kind of disturbed my peace because you are a sister and you telling me to pick up some trash? No, that's what he did. But see, I didn't argue with her. What I did was I went to him. I'm going to talk to him. And then after I talked to him, he gave me his blessing for the post, and I started the post, but I'm not picking up nobody's damn trash. I don't get paid for this. Now, if she would have came at me a different way, like, oh, Rhonda, well, this is what we do. We don't get paid for it. She was making it out like, oh, that's what you do on Mondays. And then we ended up talking again. God is in my ear like, don't argue with her. We ended up talking. And she ended up asking for a reading. I don't know how she found out I was even doing reading. Excuse me, but I ended up doing a reading. And I really had this. I set my feelings to the side. Because she asked me to do the reading. But I was doing the reading for God, I wasn't doing it for myself. So I had to really set my feelings to the side and just focus on what she asked me to do. And I did it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go in with ill feelings, ill intentions to tell her all this messed up stuff of how I was feeling about her that morning. I just did my job and did what expected. And he told me to do a job for him. And that's what I did. And I was obedient in what he told me to do, and I did it. I wasn't angry. It's no ill feelings. Now after the reading, it was back to what it was. You know, she gave me a review, and it was what it was. So that's why I say, don't let people interfere in what you got going on. Don't ever think that God does not love you, because it's been a struggle for me. It's really been a struggle for me. This is just a whole new lifestyle for me, just to be doing things that, again, I didn't think I would be doing. So I am going to leave you with that. I don't want to hold you guys for too long. I really appreciate the numbers getting higher. Share, word of mouth, my podcast. I really appreciate it. And also, hit me up on Facebook and schedule your Holy Spirit reading. And I am Prophetess Rhonda. Again, on Facebook, I am under I Am Prophetess Rhonda. And my Gmail is iamprophetessrhonda@gmail.com. If you don't feel comfortable talking to me or DMing me, just send me an email and we can work from there. How I usually work is if you send me some information and you're giving me the okay to do a Holy Spirit reading for you, I will do the reading and then I will send it to your email. Either I'll write it out or I will send me speaking and recording of my voice speaking to you, breaking down the rules, and I will give you the reading. And it's really first come, first serve, and it's by appointment only. So spread the word, get it out there. When you're doing work for God, it's free. I'm not worried about the money. I'm not worried about none of that. My job is to get people back to God, get people back to the kingdom. And see, somebody would say, how could she say that? And she's a lesbian. But you know what? I may not get to the kingdom, but guess what? I did my job of what he told me to do. At the end of the day, I did my job. Again, I lived my life and I did my job. And I know that I'm not going to go to hell. I don't feel that at all. So again, hit me up on Facebook. Get your reading, your Holy Spirit reading. If it's more personal, send me an email and we can go from there. And again, thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for, you know, tapping into her lifestyle in my bag and in my Bible. I really appreciate you guys. And just spread the word. If you have a friend and you feel like my podcast would help him or her, refer them to me. tell them to throw a hand up high. I'm a very cool, down-to-earth person. You know, I do my work for God. I pray. You know, if I'm not responding, maybe I'm doing a fast. I do fast from social media. So that's the only time you probably wouldn't hear from me. But other than that, I do what I have to do. So thank you for tapping in and listening to Her Lifestyle. I love each and every one of you guys. And again, have a wonderful day. Bye.